Yeah, I'm here. I was just answering the text message. But yeah, I know exactly what you do. I've been snowmobiling for 57 years. But snowmobiling since I was a little tyke, and we've always bought used sleds. And after a while, we start buying new sleds, and we keep them for a few years, trade them in, get new ones. And when it comes to motorcycles, I probably owned about 40 motorcycles. And I do the same thing. I'd look for ones that someone bought and then didn't like, they bought it, and they're like, yeah, I don't really like this. So they just, like, kept it in their garage, you know, low miles, and to get those really dirt cheap. But I've done that a million times. I remember back with you probably remember back in the old Auto Trader magazine or flyer at the 7-Eleven, and you'd call up somebody, and everybody was straight. You know, Craigslist now, everyone's trying to rip everybody off. I spent a whole summer trying to look for a bike, and I got ripped. They tried to rip me off every single time. It's like the bike wasn't what they said it was. Just like rebuilt bikes that were totaled and rebuilt. I mean, just junk, top dollar. So you probably remember back in the day where you could, like, you know, look up, you know, call the person's phone number in the Auto Trader and go out there, and it was an honest guy, and you made an honest deal.
Connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, my wife still makes fun of me when I still see the Auto Traders. Like, if we go into Lake Tony's here in Birch Run, I live pretty close to Birch Run, so we go there now and again. And there's an auto, you know, the free Auto Traders there. It's a shadow of what it used to be, for sure. Yeah, it used to be, you know, pages thick, 100 pages. Now it's like, you know, 14 pages. But, yeah, I still like thumbing through it, but, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's any different. I mean, I remember calling people in newspaper ads and Auto Trader stuff before and getting, you know, a bad vibe, or you go out and look at it and it's not what it was advertised as. And I'm not sure that that's changed. It's probably gotten a little bit more prolific, but the fact that, yeah, it can be not what it is. I was trying to buy a wheel balancer recently, and yeah, I ran into several people on Facebook Marketplace who were advertising the Snap-on or the Hoffman, you know, the good brands, and you contact them, and they're like, oh, well, I don't have that one anymore, but I got this brand new Chinese one that's the same exact price, so yeah, you get going with that one. I'm like, no, that's not what I contacted you about. You advertised the Snap-on one. That's what I wanted. But, yeah, it is what it is. I don't know.